Now, there was a time where you'd see Ubaldo Jimenez coming and, you know, there'd be guys
fighting for bat racks.
There'd be guys already lining up at the bat rack at the Rogers Center. Not the case, though. He's been pretty good recently. Mike Bordick is the Orioles TV analyst, and Mike Bordick joins us on Baseball Central. Mike, thanks a lot. Thank you very much for doing this. Thank you for joining Kevin Barker and myself. What explains, I'm not going to say the new Ubaldo Jimenez, but what explains what we're seeing from him now compared to what we were seeing earlier in the year?
Well, thanks for having me on the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know, divine intervention maybe? I'm not sure. Well, I want to say Ubaldo was relegated to the bullpen because of obviously lack of the ability to shut down other teams. His earned run average was up around 8 when he was sent down to the bullpen, and he wasn't even being used out of the pen. He got a start a month and a half ago when Chris Tillman went on the disabled list, and it was just kind of a cross your fingers and hope situation that Ubaldo can get through enough innings to save the bullpen. And Ubaldo ended up throwing a gem and earned himself another start, and he really hasn't looked back. So I think it's a confidence thing. He feels good. He feels like he's contributing right now. He feels good about the command of all of his pitches. And really that's the key for Ubaldo. When he can command his fastball especially, helps his slider and his split finger obviously play up. And right now he has command of all the pitches, and he's throwing them at any time. And it's been really impressive, and it's exactly what the Orioles needed at just the right time, a starter to really step up, and he's been doing that.
Yeah, now, last night I got to watch Zach Britton pitch again, and I guess when you say so good that you have no chance, I guess that's about as close as it comes. And I was talking to some people that are around him a lot, and they seem to think when you face him, the thought process is just go up and not swing at it. Because, you know, when you think of guys that have more than one pitch, well, you eliminate one of them because you can't hit it. Well, that sinker at 97, 98 miles an hour, you can't hit it anyway. So why don't guys just go up and not swing at it? How's that approach?
Obviously easier said than
done. Yeah, it is, of course.
But the trick is to try to somehow get it above the belt.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time you're going to hit the Zach Britton fastball, because it flattens out like everybody's pitch. But when he gets on top of his fastball and he throws it at the knees, it's almost impossible to get underneath that baseball for as quickly and as late that it drops and moves away from a right-handed hitter. It's the most devastating pitch I've seen, really. It reminds me of maybe Roger Clemens' split finger when he was throwing it like 92 miles an hour. Just disappears. And, yeah, the only chance really take until he makes a mistake up around your chest.
Mike, what are you seeing from Chris Davis? You know, we're used to him coming into this ballpark in particular and having a fair amount of success. And so far this series, he's got what? He's got 5 strikeouts. He's hit into a double play. He's drawn a walk, and it was kind of an intentional walk from Aaron Sanchez. What are you seeing from Chris Davis, or not seeing from Chris Davis?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. He's had an exceptional year defensively, and really should be considered for the Gold Glove. So he's been a huge contributor in that regard. Of course, the power is always there. And you know, he strikes out a lot. Everybody knew that kind of coming in to the big Chris Davis deal. So it's a matter of hoping that you catch him at the right time. And right now he's swinging and missing, but he got on a nice little roll where he's backing the baseball up, letting it travel, hitting it to left field. He's had more opposite field home runs here over the last month, so that's a good sign. But he's just had some inconsistencies. But a typical ball game seems to be home run, walk, and a strikeout for Chris Davis because he's got a high on base percentage, and he's always a threat to go deep. And I think he's just perfect in the middle of this lineup.
Yeah, now the offense for the Orioles really does go through Manny Machado. Last night he was 0 for 4 with a couple of strikeouts. It just looks like when teams get Manny Machado out, they can get everybody else out around him. You know, Trumbo hits the home run on a bad pitch, but up until that point, the Blue Jays, you know, they'll take those soft singles to right from Trumbo with all the home runs. They'll take that. The reason why they can pitch to Trumbo the way they are is because they're getting Manny Machado out. That's the way it is, right? Any team that comes in, that's the first guy you want to get out. It's Machado.
Well, he's definitely been the Orioles' best player. He was just voted the Oriole MVP. And offensively, he's had such a consistent year. He's been their most dangerous hitter. He has power to all fields. Very rarely have we seen him off balance. And right now, yeah, the Blue Jays have his number, but our lineup is very comparable to your lineup, mm-hmm. and vice versa, because there's just danger all the way through. I don't know how you can pitch to Mark Trumbo. And if you do pitch to him, it shouldn't be – everything should be on the outside corner and off the plate, because if it's on the plate, if it's on the inner third, it's going to get covered. He's just really good in there. So he waits for mistakes and he takes advantage of them. But there's, you know, power all the way through. I wouldn't say that our offense, you know, lives and dies by Manny Machado. I just think if he's productive at the top, it certainly makes our offense, one of the more potent offenses in the game.